views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You're looking for something. A new way. A new understanding. A connection. Some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm an experience it deeper. So I sought after the wonderful, amazing author of, who just loves happiness. She's the author of a book called My Happy Book, and it is a guided journal to light up your life. She shares with us how to enjoy long-lasting happiness through prompted journaling. Now, I want to share with you, when I read this word prompted journaling, I thought, ooh, that's new. What is that? What is this? I need prompts. What are prompts? And when I was reading this, and I thought, what a beautiful way, because I talk about journaling quite often. I know I write notes, and I call that journaling. But if I really were to sit down and be honest with myself, I thought, my goodness, do I actually journal? And I thought, maybe I need help, because when we do journal, as Robin shares with us, to be happy, it's about having clarity of our purpose, feeling fulfilled, tapping into our wisdom, experiencing positive emotions such as joy and gratitude. Now, when I thought about that, I was like, yeah, no, I totally don't journal. I make lists for myself. That's what I do, trying to fulfill my purpose. So this show is for those who are struggling to consistently feel positive emotions, or for those who are desiring a heightened happy sense of being. And Robin's going to be sharing some key practices such as how to reflect, how to focus more on the beauty and goodness around us, and the importance of being honest with ourselves, just like I was, and that will meet you and anyone that's listening here to the level of happiness at which you're at. So let me just tell you a bit about Robin, and you're going to get to know her so well throughout this hour. She is an author of the most beautiful book, The Happiest Funny Little Book, and which is not called The Happiest Funny Book, by the way. It's called My Happy Book. And interestingly enough, she is a strategic intervention coach. And Robin, just stay tuned, because that's a big question I have for you. She's also a Reiki master teacher, speaker, and workshop leader. She is set to live with passion, purpose, and joy. So welcome, Robin Wiley, to the show. Hello, hello.
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Ah, yes, yay. And for all the listeners, I think this is really interesting, because when I hear your voice, because we got to share a conversation prior to this, people know I'm happy because I'm very, you know, loud and jumpy around and like a cat that's playing with a toy or something. But what I love I'm giddy up. And I feel like with you, you have this, a very complimenting form of happy to me. It's, you're calm and I can count on you and you're grounded, but yet you really exude this happiness. So that's why my very first question is, if you would, can you define in your own words, like share what is happiness? What is that?
I think more than anything, happiness is really being at peace with yourself, and being at peace with life, and, you know, not expecting things to be perfect all the time, but just knowing that if you can stay rooted in yourself and what's most important in your life and stay rooted in your heart, that, you know, you can really maintain a good, peaceful, happy feeling that really has to come from within.
Mm. I love that, rooted in your heart. And now, of course, I'm thinking of you being a Reiki master and teacher, and I'm thinking of the root chakra and the heart chakra. And when I'm thinking about those chakras, I'm thinking about happiness. Does that always mean that we have to be centered and aligned, or like what you like rooted in your heart chakra? I think that's just so beautiful what you said.
Well, I think, you know, I think there's very few of us who can stay there all the time, myself included. Maybe like the Dalai Lama, maybe he can do that, you know. Buddha seems like a master, Jesus, people like that. But for most of us mortals, I think it's really a practice of consciously connecting to our heart every day and, you know, starting our day in that way. That's really the most powerful thing we can possibly do, is starting our day connecting right away to our heart, to our truth, to our authentic self, because so many of us wake up and we have this negative feedback loop starting in our minds, like right off the bat. But if we counteract that with words of love about ourselves, about the day ahead, and we do something empowering that connects us to our heart, that really sets us on the right track for the day. And then from there, what we do is we just want to catch ourselves when we start to move away from love, when we start to move away from our heart's truth. Like as soon as we catch ourselves thinking limited beliefs, thinking negative thoughts about ourselves, other people, or whatever situation we find ourselves in, we catch ourselves and we take some deep breaths and we can silently say, you know, I reconnect to my heart. Or as we breathe, we can imagine that we're breathing back into our heart center. And it's amazing how simple, yet how powerful that practice is.
It is. It truly is. And I love that you brought up about peace. Because I often say, you know, peace is not being happy with, I'm not happy, but it doesn't mean you have to like the situation. It just means you're at peace with it. And when you say that, I find that we're so, you know, many of us, as you said, we wake up and the negative feedback, boom, it's like it's in our minds. We're judging, we're stressing, we're like you said, limited beliefs about ourselves. How do we know, could you help us to identify when some of those thoughts, I mean, they're reality thoughts, whether it be you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, this bill is due, or oh my goodness, I'm going to have to face this person at work and I, you know, don't like them. Is that a limiting belief, or is that something that is, like, are we still connected to our hearts when we're thinking that? How can we identify what's taking away from our heart-centered consciousness?
That is an incredibly good question. Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Because you're right. You're right. There are some thoughts that are based in reality that make us feel really crappy. But the thing about that is it's not the thought itself that makes us feel bad. It's the meaning that we give to it. So if I wake up and I remember, oh, I have 3 bills due today, it doesn't necessarily have to take me away from my heart or from my place of peace. If I think of it more as, you know, okay, I want to be at peace, so I'm not going to resist this. This is just reality. Ooh. I have these bills to pay, you know, and maybe if I feel myself starting to feel anxious, then I just breathe into my heart as I think about paying these bills and imagine sending love to these bills, you know. On the other, you know, a lot of us, when we think about paying bills or, you know, going into work, if we have extra work that day, or maybe we're going to run into someone we have conflict with, a lot of us, when we think that thought, right away, we go to like a really negative place, because there's all kinds of other thoughts associated with it. Like with the bills, we might think, oh, I have 3 bills today, 3 bills to pay today. That's awful because I'm already, you know, $80 behind this month. And then I'm not going to be able to go to that concert I want to go to, or, you know, how am I going to buy that gift for so-and-so? Or, you know, we just like create this whole story around it. And that's what makes us feel bad. Same thing about the person at work. If we think ahead to something that we think is going to happen in our day, we just start to create this whole story about what's going to happen. We like create imaginary conversations in our head between ourselves and other people. And that's where it gets bad. But yeah, if we merely think the thought about something that's going to happen, if we're conscious when we're thinking that thought, then it doesn't have to bring us into a bad place, or we can prevent it from, you know, bringing us to a very negative place, catch ourselves, and again, return to love.
Oh, you made that so beautiful, return to love. And that's right, you said return back to the heart, be consciously in your heart. And you made me just think about how, we, you know, as you're walking through those things, like the story that we create, which is essentially creating worry, and worry is so future-based. And our hearts really aren't, like, our hearts are moment, like right now, here it is, I'm here. And I love that. I'm going to highlight that you said about, it's not about resisting it. It's not about pushing it away or worrying and stuff. It's about just acknowledging it. And we're going to dive into the happy book, but I do want to ask, is that why you created the happy book, so that people, because you said, you know, start your day off consciously with the heart. Is that what this, what the whole purpose of the happy book is for, is to start the day off like that?
Yeah, either to start your day off like that, or just to use it as a tool in general that can really help you to reframe your thinking. The prompts and the question in that book, they are written in a way that's very, I was very careful about my wording. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to write it in a really positive and empowering way, so it kind of reframes the way we think about things. Like, you know, we might, oftentimes when we think about ourselves and our body, for example, we might think like, oh, I don't like my body, I'm not beautiful. But there's a section in the book, for example, Mind, Body, Spirit, and there's a particular section on the body, and all the prompts are written in a really empowering way. This is what I love about my body. This is what I can be grateful about my body for. You know, this is, you know, a practice that would make me physically healthier and stronger and feel better in my body. So it's like written in a way that, you know, assumes a positive connection between yourself and your body.
You know, and with that book,
it's so important.
We're going to sneak off to commercial, but I cannot wait to talk about exactly this book. It is so unique. So when we're back from commercial, very unique, my happy book.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I just want to thank everybody for being here and listening to Light on Living. This entire conversation is going to be with Robin Wiley today, and I've got her My Happy Book in my hand. Now, this is why I really wanted to clarify this with everybody, Robin, because this is not like a book. It's just not just a book. It's not even just a journal, and it's not just full of inspirational quotes and spaces to have fun. It's like, I don't know. Robin, I think you've created like a coloring book of just inner joy or something, and I just love it.
I love that. That's such a great description.
Well, it's full of color, by the way, everybody. And there's just so much. I love that there's so much space. It's like, I don't want to call it a workbook. I want to call it a playbook. But the prompts. If you could share with it, like, it looks like you've handwritten in here. It's just so much fun. I can't even stop looking through the pages here. When you say prompt and I say prompt, what does that mean? Describe the book so people can even get, because it's not a book. It's not just a regular book. This is more than a book, everybody.
Yeah. So throughout the book, well, it's broken down into five different sections: mind, body, spirit, love, inspiration, lessons and memories, and present and future. And in each of those sections, there are various prompts and questions that are basically really pointed, powerful statements and questions that are designed to take you more deeply into yourself and to connect to your truth more fully, to get more clear on your deepest feelings, your deepest needs, your deepest desires concerning yourself, concerning other people in your life, your relationships, concerning your work in the world, your health, the whole shebang. It's pretty thorough.
Because when you don't address each one of those things, you may very well, like maybe me, Lisa, I pick one area in my life. I'm like, yeah, I want to really work on that. I'm so happy. But if I have underlying issues that I'm not happy with in other areas of my life, like those, then that can really bring me down.
Very true. Exactly. You're right. It's all related. Yeah. One of my greatest teachers in this life, Tony Robbins, he says a lot, if we're not growing, we're dying. And that's not just true in one area. That's true in every single area. So if there's one area of our life where we're not growing, where we feel stuck, where we're really suffering and in conflict, that, unfortunately, that conflict is going to bleed over into every other area and prevent further growth and joy in every other area. So, yeah, we have to be very comprehensive when we work on ourselves if we want to live our most joyful, passionate, purpose-filled lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, if you knew that, if you meant to do that, but when you said about we're dying and then you said bleed over and I went, oh, no,
I'm really going with that death metaphor.
yes, you really strengthened it. So share with everybody, because there's a reason why you want to do this book that you've been through experiences, and there's a reason why Tony Robbins himself is one of your mentors. Well, I would love for you to share your story. Just let us know, who are you, why are you doing this, and why is this so purposeful for you to do this?
Yeah. So growing up, I was incredibly shy, incredibly reserved, insecure, self-conscious, did not like myself. And that was something that grew stronger and stronger the older I got, up through my teenage years and my young adulthood. But at the age of 19, when I was a sophomore in college, I started, well, really, really a bunch of really challenging things happened that year. For the first time in my life, found like a sense of purpose doing some political campaigning for John Kerry. It was the John Kerry George W. Bush election of 2004. And so for the first time I felt purpose, like I had something to give and I was contributing to the greater good. But then after Kerry lost the election, I was completely devastated and I felt like my purpose had been snatched out of my hands.
Oh.
Once again, I felt like I just had no reason to be alive. You know, unfortunately, I didn't understand at that point, like each of us are inherently worthy and, you know, have purpose in being here. But at that time, I didn't understand. And so I just fell into this like really deep depression. And I also had been drinking really heavily over the last few years, and that was getting worse and worse. And, you know, to the point where I'd make myself sick. Mm-hmm. Wake up in places where I didn't know where I was, like, not good. And,
mm-hmm.
So I was starting to become a little bit aware, like, maybe this is a problem.
Yeah.
So those two things were, you know, really weighing on me. But a book came into my life that was a huge gift that really got me on a whole new path. And it was a little philosophy book that I had to read in one of my classes, by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a French philosopher. It was written in the 1800s. And a little book called A Discourse on the Inequality of Man, which sounds incredibly boring, which I thought it would be. But it turned out to be incredible. And I could, you know, apply it to my life and modern society. It was wild. So the main idea that I got from this book was that when we live in a society, so often, we are not really living for ourselves, for our own happiness. We're not really living our own truth, but rather, we are looking outside of ourselves and thinking, what am I supposed to do? How should I be? How can I please these other people? How can I live up to the expectations of other people? And as I read this, I realized, oh my God, this is me in a nutshell. This is how I've been living my whole life. And I realized that you know, being in college was actually an extension of that. I hadn't really made a conscious choice to go to college. It was more like, well, that's what you do after high school, and that's what my friends are doing. That's what everyone thinks I should do. So that's why I'm here. And as I realized that, it was pretty liberating, because I started to understand why I'd been so unhappy over the years. It was because I had moved away from myself, from my own truth, in order to try to be something for other people. And so that was sort of like the key that started to unlock my understanding of my unhappiness. And after I realized that, I made a choice that I was going to take some time off from school after my sophomore year, and I was going to get to know myself for the first time in my life and really get deep and figure out who I was, who I wanted to be, what I was good at. You know, like, up to that point, I really didn't think I was good for anything, but there was like this little voice inside of me that said, no, Robin, there's more to this story. There's more to uncover here. And so I took some time off. I started to read any self-help or spiritual book I could get my hands on. I learned to meditate, started spending time in nature, and I also delved more deeply than ever before into my journaling practice. And in the past, I'd really just used journaling as a way to vent, which was helpful at times. But what I started doing this time around was I started to ask myself some really deep, meaningful questions that I'd never considered before. Like, who am I beyond my appearance? Who am I beyond my thoughts? Who am I beyond what other people think about me or what other people want me to do? And, you know, what are my strengths? What are the gifts I could offer the world? What do I want to offer the world? What makes me happy? What inspires me? What would be the most delightful way I could in this life? You know, and as I started asking these questions, it was incredible. It was like I was able to just peel back all these layers, all these masks of who I had been trying to be. And I started to get to know who I actually was beneath all those false layers. And you could, and ever since then, you know, that was 13 years ago that this process started. Ever since then, I've been really doing the same thing.
You can imagine how one layer, just removing one mask, removing one layer through even possibly one question. I love that you said about how you unlocked your happiness and it was liberating. And I know I kind of smushed those words together that you used, because and then, because as you spoke about going journeying through those layers, through the questioning, just imagine like what one question could uncover and unlock and just liberate that movement, that journey, like what you said about the 13 years. And I think that's the most beautiful. Do you, when you look around at others, can you more easily identify when people are living their happiness from external things versus, because you're a coach, so, and you do this and you choose to do this. And because of your journey and because of your recognition and commitment to it and passion, are you able to identify when somebody is living their external happiness and not their inner happiness?
Yes, immediately. Well, for two ways, because, you know, like you were saying, I lived that for myself for a long time, so I know what that experience is like. And secondly, I've just learned the difference between people who are living from their heart, living from their joy, versus people who aren't. And really, you can see it in their eyes. You can see it in the way they hold themselves, in the way they walk, in the way they talk about things, the energy that they give out. You know, there's so many ways to tell if someone is just kind of chasing happiness and things outside of themselves versus if they can feel it from within. You can really tell when people start talking about themselves, their life, their day, if they're talking in a limiting or negative way, you know right off the bat, okay, they're not connected to their joy right now.
Because that's so interesting, because I love when people really do stop and question, because it's not to say that external things cannot invoke a feeling of, like, I just told you before we jumped onto the show here that, oh, I have my incense burning, and that's an external thing, but it puts me into a state that I appreciate it and it's joyful, but I certainly don't
oh my gosh, the world will not be happy if I do not light this incense, you know?
So there, I think it's important to, and I think that's what you're trying to achieve in the, with the book, when people use it, is to identify all the things, but then deeper. It's just deeper. And I was going to say, now we still do have about a minute, not quite, before the commercial, but I was going to ask you to share with us when we come back. You kind of stated a few things to identify, like how you might identify someone who's, you know, not happy from the internal thing, like whether they walk a certain way or talk a certain way or something. How would one, I don't know if it's through my happy book, or is it through a question that you can offer to us when we come back, but what questions could they start off with asking themselves to go, oh, wait a second, am I happy? Like, am I connecting to my heart on this? And if you can, I'll let you think about it if you want for the commercial break. But just that kind of, I think that's one of the, that's why I love the prompting journal book. I think it's one of the hardest things people can actually do, is to stop, sit, focus, ask, listen, you know?
Mm-hmm. In this society, especially. Yes.
Very full
You're
of distractions.
You're not taught to do that.
Yes. So when we do, and that's because we're gonna go right into now commercial, but when we come back, people can identify if they are or aren't happy.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And just another big thank you for Robin Wiley here with us. And, of course, a fellow animal lover. I know that she has cats herself. As we just heard that wonderful cat commercial. And everybody, just a reminder that if you are looking for company and a friend and someone to love, that, yes, animal shelter are looking for you to have a new friend and take on a new being and life in you. And that certainly makes us happy, doesn't it, Robin?
Oh, my gosh. It really does. Definitely enhances it, right?
Yes, yes. So just before we scooched off to the commercials there, I was asking because I'm just wondering if somebody's listening right now and maybe they're, you know, generally happy and they think, no, I'm happy or good, but they could go deeper and they maybe are needing to go deeper. How would one recognize some very subtle but probably obvious things that would allow them to go, you know what, that would make me feel better to go deeper. What are they doing? How does their life look? Or what are those things that they may not typically recognize, but it's there?
Well, so one thing I would look at or ask yourself is to think about how, I mean, it's easy to feel good. It's easy to feel happy when things are going the way that we want it to, right?
Mm.
But really an indicator of whether or not we are, you know, really experiencing joy from within is asking ourselves, how do I handle life when things don't go the way that I want? Am I able to feel good? Am I able to stay feeling at peace with myself and my life, even when things don't go my way? Because if we are able to keep feeling good, to keep feeling at peace when things don't go our way, that means that we've found something from within ourselves that is independent of circumstances. Unfortunately, I think a lot of us kind of live the opposite. We're kind of at the mercy of everything and everyone around us. And we're kind of like a leaf in the wind. You know, we're happy when the wind blows a certain way, when it blows the direction we want. But when it blows another way, suddenly we give our power over, oh, I can't be happy right now because, you know, it's too hot out, or it's too cold out, or I didn't get the job I wanted, or I was laid off, or I didn't get, you know, the person that I wanted to date doesn't like me back. Like, there's always so many reasons the mind can come up with not to be happy. So are you, you know, feeding into those reasons why the mind gives you not to be happy? Or have you learned to become aware of those so that they no longer control you and you can stay feeling good regardless?
You have the most powerful answer, Rita. I can't even believe you said that. Of course, you're meant to say that because you're a gift for me, obviously, too. But Robin, I was going to share it. I have been through definitely my struggles with in relationships, and anybody out there can relate to this. I just finally got fed up a few years ago, and I was like, that's it. I don't want this anymore. That's it. I'm going to go on my own retreat. And like often people do, they want to lose weight. I'm going to go off to a diet or a center or something that takes me away from all these things that could interfere with me. Well, what I didn't realize was that as I was doing this for a couple of years, I thought, wow, I'm really good. I'm so happy. I can do this. So I would try and enter, you know, go on a date or go into these relationships. And then I wasn't good. And I thought, wait a second. No. Maybe, like, I think what it was, I needed to test it to say, no, I still have work to do, because I thought, because I was happy because my circumstances were perfect, because I was creating my perfect world. I lived perfectly well with my cats and life is good, right? I'm happy. and then you think I'm ready, and then you go out and you go, no, I don't like the way they did that. No, I don't want to do that. Suddenly, I'm not being my authentic, well, I'm not being my happy self. So it's so interesting that I love that you said that. It's when it's independent of circumstances. I wrote that down when you said that, because I really love that. And in becoming independent of circumstances, I want to ask you, because you do on Facebook Live, you have those, I'm going to call it a guided meditation. I don't know if I'm incorrect there on what you call that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. I do meditation Mondays.
Yes. Oh my God. I nailed it. Okay. So when you do, and you look just so glowing and beautiful and angelic when you're doing them. I love it. And when you're doing that and somebody's being guided to, like, I mean, I need to do that. Like, I clearly, you know, this thinking, wow, I'm still struggling with these things, and I'm like, I thought I was all healed and perfect, but then, you know, you step out and you try it with somebody, you go, not doing so great. So how does a meditation work? How does meditation work, and what does it do for us? How does meditation work?
So, well, there are so many different kinds of meditation, but if we're talking about guided meditation, which is one of my most favorites, that is a really powerful way to begin to see yourself and possibly others, any situation in your life. It's a really powerful way to see any of those things in a more positive, empowering way. Mm-hmm. You know, our minds, the visions that we can create in our minds are actually a lot more powerful than any words we can use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Olympic athletes use this technique, and, you know, some really famous actors and successful people use visualization as a way to really empower their intentions and to, you know, see themselves in a more powerful light so that they can go out in the world and do the things that they need to do to be successful. So, yeah, I personally use it every single day, which you could call it visualization, you could call it guided meditation, and it's just a really awesome way to set yourself up for a wonderful day. I love to use it and just see myself as this, like, powerful warrior goddess. Like, I see myself walking on this path, and I see myself climbing a mountain, and it's just wild how powerful I feel when I do that.
Wow.
And it's just such, and I could just visualize that for 10 seconds and feel like, yes, I got this. I can rock this day. Another wonderful thing to do is at the start of your day to picture the day, to picture the day ahead. Like, think of the things that you're going to be doing, the people you're going to be with, and just imagine it going really wonderfully. You know, imagine it infused with joy, and especially things that maybe normally stress you out or that where you normally have conflict. Imagine those things going really well, and maybe even imagine you're sending love from your heart to that situation, to that person. And not only do you feel really good and warm and powerful in that moment, but that creates energy. It's a real thing, and it changes. It literally changes your day.
I love that you just that. Yeah, pictures. I love that you just recommended that. So if there's something challenging, like for anybody, if they were to start, and because, like as you said, it's so powerful in our minds. Like that's what we're putting that energy in creating. So if we actually took a thing, like if I was picturing, you know, something that I would have fear or worry about, maybe let's say something. If I pictured it and controlled and kind of put the pieces together now, if I shouldn't picture it perfectly, or should I? Because here's my question. Should I picture that if something goes wrong that I could handle it, or should I be picturing it perfect so that I try to manifest it?
I think ideally you probably just want to picture it going really well. However, I see your reasoning there that, you know,
you're like, oh no, it didn't go that way.
Sort of, yeah, that you don't want to like get worried if you have this event and then it doesn't go exactly how you thought. And I think just it's more about the intention than about exactly what you see. So if the intention is this event or this situation is going to go well, it's going to be positive or it's going to be powerful. Like maybe it doesn't feel like 100% positive and perfect, but I know that, you know, I'm doing everything I can from my end to infuse it with good energy. And so I know that it's going to unfold and evolve in the best possible way. So that's really the most important part of the visualization, I think.
Right. Okay, I got that. Now, I'm just thinking, when we get, we still have a couple minutes before commercial, but I didn't want to let you go before the end of the show without two things. Would you be able to, when we get back from commercial, do like a 3 or 4 minute guided meditation with us?
Oh my gosh, yes, that would be amazing.
Oh, okay, yeah, and while we're on that topic, could you let people know where they could find that? Because you said it's on Mondays, which is today, so this is Meditation Monday. Oh my gosh,
yes.
You're doing double dose today. Where would they find you to be able to watch that?
So I actually do it through Facebook. So I have a Facebook business page, Robin T. Wiley. It's R-O-B-Y-N, the letter T, and then Wiley, my last name, W-I-L-E-Y. And so if you follow it, then you will be alerted on Mondays when that happens, and then you can join me live, or you can go back later and watch the recording.
I love that people can do that too, because not everybody's schedule, you know, is working. But so as I'm holding the book, it's just fun to hold. It's so pretty. It's so colorful and happy. Of course, that's why it's called the Happy Book. And I love that you actually share with it right away. And I know I keep going back to, it's not the negative. It's just that when people are in their negative space, I want to help lift them up. But it says over here, but I won't be lying to, what is it? But won't I be lying to myself if I think positively about everything? And I think what you're saying about being balanced and how we can come out of it and infuse it with the most, you know, the best things that we could possibly do and just move forward. Now, what are some, because you have clients and you coach them through this, what are some stories that of some maybe some clients that you've had that have really done a turnaround and found they're happy?
So one client that I worked with was a young man, like very, very kind, gentle spirit, and very creative, very talented. He was a filmmaker, but his biggest challenge was he really wasn't confident in himself. And so he really had trouble talking to people about what he did and putting himself in situations where he could make new connections and, you know, get work and network and stuff like that. So like the main thing that we focused on in our work together was helping him to see himself in a different way. And we did that in a couple different ways. One was, first we uncovered a lot of the limited and negative beliefs that he had about himself from a young age. And because it's really important when you're trying to change your perception of something that you uncover what your like counter beliefs are about that thing, your negative beliefs, it's important to bring them to light because you want to notice when they come up so you can make a new decision and not just be run by them. Uh-huh. So we uncovered that. And then from there, we crafted some new beliefs, some new statements that he could start saying to himself when he noticed that these limiting or critical beliefs would come up. And so we made some like really empowering mantras for him around stepping into his power, stepping into his confidence, honoring his strengths. And that was another part of our work, was uncovering his strengths and what he was good at, because that's often a big reason why we're not confident, because we're really not in touch with ourselves and what our gifts are. So we helped get him really clear on what he was good at and, you know, what made him a beautiful person and what made him such a talented, amazing filmmaker and why people would want to work with him. And we also used a lot of visualization. Visualization around, you know, kind of similar to what I shared before, how I like see myself as this powerful warrior goddess climbing a mountain. Like, we have kind of a similar thing for him, but as, you know, a powerful warrior man. And we also took like specific situations, like upcoming events that he wanted to attend. I would walk him through visualizations of going there and just, you know, feeling embodied, feeling powerful, feeling connected to his truth, mm-hmm. And sending positive energy to his intentions. And it was wild. He's now traveling the world doing videos and every now and then he meets with me, and it's amazing. He's come so far. He's such a beautiful soul.
Well, with that beautiful, perfect ending, we'll come back and do some of our own visualization with Robin Wiley.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Back, and we're certainly setting the light on living here. And at the very beginning, Robin, I shared, and I actually took this from your lovely book, to be happy, and then I took these bullet points, is having that clarity of our purpose, feeling fulfilled, tapping into our wisdom, and experiencing positive emotions such as joy and gratitude. And as you shared that beautiful story about a man who, you know, one from the outside might think, wow, he's a filmmaker, he's doing this, and he's right, you know, they might be able to support a false sense of happiness. However, he took that further and did visualizations with you, and then he took action. And that was the most beautiful thing I think about. So we're safe when we're visualizing. And I want to thank you for offering your guided meditations on Mondays and every days, because it's important to feel safe to be able to, as you said, uncover the things that are limiting, that do hold us back, that are, you know, keeping us from unlocking the happiness. So I am so glad that as my surprise invitation to you to lead us through a visualized guided meditation type thing, if you would, I would be so honored. We could start that when you're ready and you can prepare us. And it'd be fun just to offer people that safe place to start visualizing before they take action.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, so let's begin by sitting or laying comfortably, taking some nice deep breaths while we close our eyes. Invite you to breathe deeply in through your nose, deeply out through your mouth. Breathe in. Imagine that you're breathing in greater clarity, greater love, greater peace into your mind, body, and spirit. As you breathe out, imagine that you're releasing any tension, any worries, any fears, people holding you back. You pace the air with your breath, deeply. As you continue breathing deeply, imagine now that as you breathe in, you're breathing powerfully into your heart, connecting to the love, to the beauty, to the truth that you are. Out, imagine that you're radiating love outward, the room around you, the people around you. Taking nice, deep, powerful breaths into your heart, out through your heart. And as you do so, you connect more and more powerfully to your true nature. More and more powerfully, the wisdom within yourself. As you're continuing to breathe deeply, in and out of your heart, I invite you to think about something in your life you're really grateful for. Maybe it's something that you experience in your current life. Maybe it's something from your past. Whatever it is, imagine that you're breathing this thing into your heart, merging with the love inside of you, making it even more powerful. As you breathe out, you're now sending out, you're now radiating even more love, even more goodness. Moving into your heart now, even more powerfully. Think about something that you can really love and appreciate in yourself. Maybe it's your kind nature. That you're really talented, you're really knowledgeable in a certain area. It's your sense of style, it can be anything. Take a moment to really appreciate the thing itself. And as you do so, breathe this appreciation for yourself into your heart. You do so, the love and the power within you grows even more strong. As you breathe out, this love expands even more wide. Spreading good, positive energy all around you. Extending outward further and further. Continuing to breathe deeply into your heart. Think about the rest of your day. Picture it in your mind. Feel it in your body. Imagine it going well. Imagine things unfolding the highest and best way. While you can see specific circumstances, the people that you think you're going to see today, picture things going smoothly. Or you can just connect to the feeling, having a really good, solid day where you stay connected to your heart, stay connected to your truth. people deeply into your heart. Breathe deeply into your heart, strengthen the wisdom within yourself. Strengthen your positive intentions for today, for yourself, for others. Now I invite you to repeat after me, whether silently or out loud. Stay connected to my heart. Stay, my mind takes me away from love and come back to my heart. Day is filled with beautiful possibilities. If you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the day and know that this beautiful energy that you've been building in yourself will continue to stay within you, and it will not only benefit you, but every single person that you interact with and come upon.
That was a like a beautiful entanglement meditation. There you go. Oh, thank you so much, Robin. You know, I'm glad and I'm so grateful that everybody could have that guided moment, because I almost even got lost going in there. You know, I needed my own guide as I was breathing in. I could really, as you said, breathe in the clarity. I almost felt like I was like tasting clarity and then tasting like letting go of the challenge. It was, I love the simplicity and the focus that we have when I really do invite everybody to come to, what time is your the guided meditation live today with Facebook?
So actually I will be doing that live today right around 3 p.m.
Okay, so just in 2 hours. And I do want to invite anybody who really felt something there. What I want to share with you, and I want to thank you, because I felt was, wow, I stopped all the distraction just for, like, stop life, the distractions for that moment, because even just the breathing deeply from the heart and the clarity, that in and of itself, right, everybody, raises your own levels of serotonin. And that is a real, tangible, physical thing, chemical in your body that assists you in happiness. And Robin, yes. And I love that a lot of times, because the distraction certainly doesn't, distraction kills it. and just you doing that. So right now, everybody, Robin, I want to show some. It is called My Happy Book. It's a guided journal to light up your life. It's by Robin Wiley, as we just said. It is the most interactive, fun. Like, this is for people of all ages. If you have children, you could even sit and do this with them. Like, you could fill out color. They could just glue pictures in there, you know, non-toxic, healthy glue, and glue those pictures into the... Yes, and so how can they get this book? Where do they go? And just and do that beautiful invitation to connect with you.
The easiest way for most of you to get a copy of this book would be on Amazon.com.
Woo!
And and if you wanted to get in touch with me, Facebook's a great way, on my business page, Robin T. Wiley, and also my website is a wonderful way to contact me, which is www.robintwiley.com. R-O-B-Y-N-T as in Trudy, W-I-L-E-Y. And
I was just going to ask, what's the T stand for? Trudy, okay.
Trudy, yeah, great-grandmother.
Oh, well, that's just a fun name, too. See, that's just, everything's fun, you know, and there's a difference between fun and happy. So in wishing everybody just fun, happiness, but as Robin had said in the beginning, just thank you and everybody for a peaceful day. And I hope that we'll, I'm going to pop online to see you on Facebook Live myself, actually. And anything you'd like to say, because we're going to wrap up, and I'm just so happy that you were here and as a guest. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Just real quick, if anyone likes what I had to say today and might want to explore talking with me about how I could possibly be of assistance to you on your path, and check out my website. And if you scroll down from on the homepage just a little bit, there's a green button that says schedule. And you can
and
sign up for a 45-minute free clarity call with me.
Awesome. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you at 3 on Facebook Live.
Bye, Robin. Sounds great. Bye, darling.
Bye.